Do you have kids who play sports and you have no idea how you're affording it?
Do your kids come at you like little, yes, and there's just, they have a new expense or a new something that they need every month, and you wish that you had a system to be able to afford it without breaking up and messing up your budget.
Yeah. And maybe you own your own business and wish that the finances were systemized and they were actually able to fund your personal life.
Yep. And maybe you use credit cards and you wish that you didn't. You wish that you didn't have to rely on them. If any of that sounds familiar, this episode's for you. And we're excited to bring you four lessons from our coaches' sessions that you can take away and use today, hopefully, to make your budget better.
Absolutely. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off four real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
So first up, we have a wonderful client of mine who just started in January. They are travel sport connoisseurs. Like literally, the kid does wrestling. Her daughters, both of them are in cheer and they're in high school. And she's got a lot going on. But it is the season that they're in. She loves every minute of it. It is just who their family is right now. Mm-hmm. But the problem was is that these sports are literally sucking all of the money out of their budget. Mm-hmm. And she even said today, she's, I don't even know how we were affording all this. I have no idea. And her husband had an extra paycheck in January, so we were able to fund a big bulk of the end of cheer in cash, which is the first time that's ever happened. And they have debt. They have some debt. They took out a 401k loan. Yeah, it was so terrible. And they did some other stuff. Literally, I'm pretty sure most of it was to be able to fund their kids' sports.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when you said she asked, I don't know how we were affording it. You weren't. You were putting it on debt. But anyway, keep going.
And they were a paycheck behind. So now we have them a paycheck ahead, everything is covered, and we're paying cash for all the future stuff. Plus, we are tracking exactly how much this is costing.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest thing is I gave her our savings buckets tracker and I said, okay, I want you to just print it out. And as things come to mind, just start jotting it down, whether that's for wrestling, how much the hotels cost, what are you spending on food while you're out, the extra private lessons that you have, the summer camps that they have. Let's look at what this entire journey is costing you and put on paper so that way next we are actually going to start funding 2025 in May. And we're so excited. Everything ends in May. So we're starting to fund it. So she has a consistent budget. Mm-hmm. So she knows exactly how much to put in that every single month.
Yeah. And I think you and I are going through this ourselves and you're the guinea pig to do this. And I think the way that Vanessa is describing to do it, what it does is it takes the surprise, because it's not a surprise. It may be the first time that you go through everything, but it's not a surprise. For example, that my daughter, if she continues doing cheer or gymnastics, she's going to have to buy a $400 new uniform every single year because they have a different team uniform that's handmade, custom crystals sewn in, whatever. I'm so excited.
It's so cute, though.
It's going to be so beautiful. But anyway, so that's a surprise the first time. But next year going forward, you have all of these little things that come up, like Vanessa said, this random extra lesson or these hotel costs or they have to get their ankle braces or whatever, like all of these things that you just are tracking this first year. Then you start to put that into a savings bucket and you just throw money over there so that when these moments come up, you can pay for it in cash. You're not surprised. You're not stressed. That's the whole point of everything that we do, is so you don't feel that surprise and that stress.
Yeah. And don't get in the weeds here and think, I need to know down everything. To the dollar, everything. No, we're obviously going to put a buffer. Things, prices increase every single year. Yeah. So we get that. But that's what I told her. I said, look, you're not going to get it perfect. But if we can get it even within $1,000 of it, you're going to be pulling a whole lot less out of your monthly budget than you would have. Right now, she's funding the cost for gymnastics every month, plus the competition, plus the travel and the hotel and the food and everything on top of her monthly budget. We're pulling about $1,000 a month just for that right now. And it's so random and it's not organized. And so what we're going to do is put in the budget what it's going to cost for all of next year. Mm-hmm. Starting 12 months, she's going to be able to start budgeting for this. And she's just so excited to feel like the peace and the huge weight off her shoulders from it.
I just think that the point here, like Vanessa said, is not to try to be down to the dollar, but every little bit. I was just telling a client that this today, every little bit helps. So even if you get to the month and you have to fund a little bit more from your budget, it's going to be really nice that you still have $500 already and you need $600. You only have to find $100. So the whole point is to get into the habit of saving it and setting it aside. And then you'll be able to fully fund it once you have real numbers.
Yeah.
So if this is you, what do you do? I think you're going to write it all down. Like Vanessa said, just start tracking it. Mm-hmm. Start tracking what actually is coming at you every month. While you also, if you have the wiggle room, go ahead, set up an account, call it what it is, and then throw some money, whatever your budget allows, until, like Vanessa said, until you really know, just start. They're doing $1,000. Just do what you can. Hopefully it's not that much. Cheer might be the most expensive one. I've been told that. But put what you need in there or what you can in there until for sure what you want to put. And the other thing that I want to say that this reminds me of is when you look at this, so now they're looking at what, $10,000 to do cheer a year or whatever. Now we really actually know that versus before it was like a guesstimate, a wonderment, right? And I tell my clients, you need to sit down with your kids and your spouse and everybody look at this for the investment that it is and be sure that this is truly what we want. Not only that, but if we're going to go all in this, maybe we need to let some other things go so that we can focus both our energy, our sweet little growing bodies, and our money on one thing. Because if it's costing me $10,000, I don't need to also be doing this other thing and this other thing. Maybe you need to, but it gives you the numbers to have that conversation.
Well, I think it goes along with our podcast we had previously, and it's like a give and take, right? You can't do all the sports and spend all the money on that. And also we're taking $10,000 extravagant vacations on cruises or to Italy or things like that. Like if your budget allows both, awesome. Like that is awesome, but it's great. But if it can't, then you need to decide, is this the season that we're in right now? And that's okay to say yes to. And I think it's really smart to show your kids.
Yeah.
Like, hey, especially when they're older like that, maybe when they're little, like maybe they don't need to see. I get it. But you can still have an adult conversation with them about the cost of it so they know. Not like a money scarcity mindset. But we've talked about the verbiage and the vocabulary, things that you want to say to your kids and how you want to explain it to where they don't think, we're broke. We have no money. We can't afford this. That's not what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to make everyone aware.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I told my client was, she said, we don't know how much we're going to spend on summer camps. And I was like, maybe you give them a budget and say, you have $1,000 to spend on summer camps. You get to decide what you want to do, but this is your limit.
Yeah. And I agree with what you said, because my youngest is doing gymnastics, which is a small fortune. We did have that conversation. She's only 9, but she knows it's, and Vanessa said, it's not that it's shaming her. We're investing in this in you. So you have to take yourself as seriously as your parents are. And again, she's 9. So it's not like a lot on her shoulders, but it's also like, you're going to give it your whole heart, right? If we're all in this, we're going to do that. And she knows that. And she's excited and she can accept that responsibility. If she can accept the money I'm going to spend on her, she can accept the responsibility that brings. Mm-hmm. And we told her, we're going to give you a year. Let's see what this is. We believe in you. We believe in your skills, your character, your attitude, all of that. So you can have those conversations. I think it's really important because eventually they're going to have those conversations in their own head with their own money. And so we want to practice that as kids. And we could talk about this forever.
We could really can.
I think
it's a hot topic. We have a lot. I mean, think how many people have kids in sport.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out all how to afford it. Mm-hmm. And we one day want to do a whole podcast on this on its own, right?
Yeah.
But this is just a little tidbit. Hopefully it could help you guys.
Okay. So speaking of kids. And their expenses. It's so great. They're so cheap. It's fine. It was so fun. Who was I just talking to? They have younger kids and they have different expenses. And I was like, as they grow, the expenses change, but they never go away. Like, you don't just take them off the
just
budget.
Just transfer them to different things.
Yeah, to different budget line items. But I had a client today and they came on and they said their daughter needed shoes. And it was just really nice. The way they're doing it. So we teach how to get kids envelope or get cash out for each kid or whatever. They just have an account for each kid that they put money aside every month for these things that come up and also for allowance and different things that they pay them for or whatever. She said it was really nice to know that when she needed shoes, I just went to her account, transferred it, I bought them, and we had shoes when we needed shoes. We didn't have to worry about budgeting next month when they need them now. And I told her my funny story about how the school called me when Zach had holes in his soles. That rhymes. And they were like, Miss Roberson, I just wanted to know that we have this program for people who may need some assistance when it comes to shoes, and we can help you guys out. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I told them, I was like, you guys have girls and they tell you things. My son doesn't tell me anything. So he's walking around with soles or holes in his soles, making me look like I don't love him enough to buy him shoes. So anyway, I told him, this is my secret plan to do financial coaching. So no mom ever has to go through this again and get a call from the school. So anyway, they are setting aside money for that. And it was really good feeling for them to know that the money was there when they needed it. Yeah. And do you have?
What I love is I don't actually think I have any client in the last 5 years who have ever done the account by name, by child name.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that. I don't know why we've not done that. Everything is by categories, right? Like clothes, glam up, sports, whatever. But if you do it by kid, then it's you cost less than this one and you're more expensive. And it allows you to really see where your money is going per child. I love that.
Yeah. And every kid's name are really fun, but their kids both have flower names. So it's really fun. But what to your point is they have one that's like our son's age. It's coming up on needing a car. Mm-hmm. And so she does stuff to earn money. And so this account is they're looking at everything that's happening in it. And then the other child doesn't have as much money. She's much younger, but there is money in there that goes in, and they're involved. They're looking at, okay, if I want to get this thing, then I can't do anything else. So it's very involved. And it is, I do agree. We had another client that they were saving according to the name of the kid. And again, it's naming the accounts is a fun thing. Yep. Plus it keeps you from robbing.
Yes.
If it says your child.
It's like a shame. It's like shaming you when you go to want to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yep. And so these clients also started this month, because they've been really focused on paying off debt, and they started some other savings buckets, small. And I said, all I want you to do this session, and they're good. They're getting so good. They didn't even have homework last time because everything is automated. They're doing everything. I was like, okay, but this time I want to give you some homework. So they opened up a vehicle account and one for their pets, and they already had one for Christmas / holidays that they were giving, or they hadn't been able to really contribute to yet. So now I said, we're just going to start with $25 a paycheck to all of these. They're going to go in there, and I want you to get in the rhythm of saving and knowing that it's set up. It's not going to be the full amount yet, but we just want to get it set up. And that's something that you can do too. You can just open the account, use $20 that you have right now. It depends on the bank, what your minimum you have to put in there. And then next month, look at what you can add to it consistently for a budget. And even if it is only $20, it's going to feel better knowing that you're getting in the habit of saving money for things in the future.
We just had a client on our group coaching call. So if group coaching is something and you guys learn from each other, check that out. But she just started her savings bucket. Do you remember? She had $20, $40, $10. She was just starting the process of she wanted them open and she wanted to be funding them with something. So they were very small amounts, but she was still able at the end of all that to put, I think she had $1,000. She had $1,000 at the end of the month to be able to do something with, either put on debt or her emergency fund or whatever she decided to do with that. But we're going to show you here that you can do both. You can put a little bit aside so you can feel the accomplishment of knowing that you're saving for something, but also focus on your debt.
Yeah. And I think they were rock star clients. They're doing a lot of things in cash. So the other caveat here is start where you're at. So we want you to get to that point. Like you can see it, even if it's small, it's building. You feel really good. You feel really confident that I am the kind of person that saves money and has money for things in the future. But don't get overwhelmed and think you have to start it all immediately. Right. Like you can just, maybe your goal is to start one a month and just start opening accounts and getting used to this automatic transfer thing and making sure that the money's going to be there and all that. But it is going to be a game changer once you do it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So let's move on to business. We did the math, literally. And I think we came up with this, 95% of our clients are entrepreneurs. Shocking, you attract who you are. So we also help with their business finances, getting that in order. This new client came to us. She's a veterinarian. I love her so much. She's amazing. And she works really hard for her money. She does have a lot of student loans, but all her money was in one account. It was all a mess. She had no idea how much she had. She was just spending money here and spending it there and blowing it here. Maybe putting $3,000 this month on student loans, maybe putting $6,000 this month. Had no idea how much she actually could spend. And she's been with me, I think, since October or November of last year. And so we're almost hitting her 6-month mark. And her last session, she said, hey, I have $100,000 sitting in the bank account. And I was like, you what? And she said, yeah. What we did was we separated everything, right? So we separated her business accounts, got all that done, got our incoming account done, her operating expenses done. We have her two savings for taxes and profit. And her annual bill, she has a lot of annual bills with her business because she has licenses and things that she has to renew. She got all that set up. And then we started paying herself every single week. So she loves the weekly aspect. So she gets paid every single week. Mm-hmm. And that is funding her personal account, which is also automated. So we have her bills account set, her spending account and all her savings. And she loves to travel. So that's pretty beefy, right? Which I love, like, because she can. But everything is automated. And that's what she wanted. Like, when she heard her podcast, she said the one thing that got me was I didn't have to do it. Once it's set up, it's hands off. And she said, I am terrible with money. So I know if I touch it, I'm going to mess it up. Yeah. So we literally have made this entire process as seamless as possible and as hands off as possible. So literally everything is funding itself and she doesn't make a mistake. And she just loves it.
Yeah. And I think it's really important because we usually start over. You start on one or the other. I guess it doesn't necessarily matter which one, but if we can do that. And I just did this today with a client who is an entrepreneur. Let's look at your personal budget. What do you require to live? Okay. Now that we have that, let's go make a business budget. We can set this all up on automation. Like Vanessa said, this is all automated. We just have to get in there and get the numbers and get down and dirty and really look at it, which most of the time you're avoiding. And that's okay. But so we did that with her too. And it's just, it will all become seamless. You just have to look at the numbers. You just have to have a system, which is what we teach. And the cool thing is our personal and our business systems are almost identical. Yep. So it's not like rocket science to learn business finances. It's just like your personal finances with a couple caveats. And the same thing happens. Bills get paid automatically. There's always money. You always know what you have to spend. You're setting aside for savings, right? Everything is happening the same way. And it's really quite a relief for them once they get that cleared up.
Yeah, for sure. And you can see, I told her on our last call, you had a different pep in your step. I said you were excited. You were happy when you were on vacation. And she came to her coaching call on vacation, y'all. That's how serious she is. She's not messing around. But we set up a goal saying she was going to be completely debt-free. And the only debt she has right now is student loan by the time she turned 40. So my recap to her was in GIFs. So I had like student loans being lit on fire and then her life starts at 40. And so she's so excited to know that in a couple of years, it's all going to be gone. And everything that she's making a month is for savings buckets. It's for retirement. It's for her future. It's for her future health.
Yeah. I love that you said you sent GIFs because I just had a client last week say, I love your recaps because I send GIFs too.
Yep.
And this is not to sell coaching because we really honestly don't have that many more spots.
I know.
But I did a GIF of their January debt payments to today. And so it just looks like it's back and forth, like slight back and forth. And it was really fun to see where they were already and they've made so much progress in March. So we'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available at myidealbalance.com/budget.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
Yeah, we're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so head on over to myidealbalance.com/budget and snag yours today. Now let's jump back to today's show. So anyway,
one more business lesson, y'all. Okay. This, and I don't know how many times have we talked about this in the last week. I can't even tell you about how your business should not be costing you more money than it's making. But so many times you might have a little extra on your personal side, or at least you think so. And you have extra energy. So you start this business and then it starts costing you a lot of money. And before it, you're working all day or whatever to afford the quote unquote side hustle that you want to do. And we have this conversation all the time. It's not okay. It's not what we're here for. We want to help you not be that way. So there's a couple things that we did today with my client. First of all, she had to rip the Band-Aid. Actually, last session she did it. We talked about it today. We're not paying for anything more on credit cards because credit cards, just like in your personal budget, when it comes to business, it takes the sting out of it, as she put it. Like, I'm not seeing it as much come out of my account. Therefore, I don't care and I'm not trying to fix it as much. So we had to get her personal stuff really cleaned up a lot because they're so busy. They have a new baby. They're moving. He's deployed all the time. So it took a long time to get their personal budget. And so then I said, we're just not even going to look at their business budget right now. And then when we're looking at the business budget, we're not going to keep it on credit card. Like, you've got to start paying it, and then you feel it, and then you're going to want to do something about it. Yeah. So she said, I feel like I put my big girl pants on. And I'm like, yeah, because that is it. And we don't want to avoid it. And everybody does that, whether it's personal credit or even on the business. We're not looking at it. So it feels like less painful, but it's still painful.
Yeah. By ripping the bandaid off and just seeing it, right? And taking a minute and going, okay, I am not going to use credit. I am going to see where everything is at. I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to make it important. I'm going to stop ignoring it. Like, you just, you do it. I call it adulting. We're going to start adulting now.
Yeah.
And that's why we talk about, like, saving ahead of time, preparing for stuff, just looking at it, being involved, knowing what's going on. Let's start adulting a different way, a better way.
Yeah. Because another client that I had today, that she has her own business, she thought that she needed this much becoming an interpersonal account. And I'm like, the reason that you're having problems is, look, we just did how much you need and how much you're making over here and how much your expenses are in the business. That's why it feels like it's not working, because it's not. So the cool thing is, with it, when you are your own business owner, theoretically, you don't have a ceiling. So you can go make more money. You can, when you have a goal, you can say, this is what I need in my business to bring in to be able to fund the business expenses as well as my personal budget. That is a cool thing. But you have to know those numbers first, and then you can try to work toward them.
And what I love about that, too, is you have a minimum. This is what I need bare minimum to run my business, and this is what I need bare minimum to bring home to be able to fund my home life. And so you have, like, a new quota, basically, in your business that you cannot go below to be able to fund everything that you want. Another part of why we love setting up your business finances is so it takes out the feast or famine mindset. We have a lot of people that, well, I don't get paid the same amount every month. We get that. What we're trying to do is pay you consistently and allow your business to run. So that way, even if it's lower or higher, we're still running off of the lower amount. Mm-hmm. So when it's higher, the money we have extra, right? You take that mindset out. Is a lot of people say, like, this doesn't work for me because I get paid different amounts every month. No, it can work for you. We just have to make your budget so it can afford that type of lifestyle on the lower amount.
Yeah. And if we're being really honest, we really want to do the same thing that we talk about on the personal side, on the business side, which is to get a paycheck ahead. So really, we're trying to get you to be like us. And I told them this morning, we will get paid April 1st for everything that happened March 1st to 31st. Then we will get paid on April. So we're not, the typical entrepreneur journey is, did they pay their invoice, deposit, pay a bill? Like, we're done. We are not here for that. We want you to get ahead so that, like, the beauty about the way that we do it is we know what our April budget amount is. It's not, I made $13,000 different than I did last month or whatever. It's, this is the amount I have to budget. I know exactly what I'm budgeting for April because this is the amount. And then the same thing will happen every month. It's not, what am I going to make? How much it is? I already know because it's a $1 amount. So there's no discrepancy.
When Shana says that, she means our business operating expense account gets funded April 1st for all of the expenses that are going to happen in April. So it, like she said, it's not like we're waiting for invoices to get paid for us to buy those things or pay for that stuff. No, that was determined from March's budget, right?
Same for your personal
March's income.
So for our business owners, they're not sure what to put in their, when they come in, they don't know what to put in their personal budget from income from the business because they're waiting for things to deposit or for people to pay their invoices, or they're going to transfer as soon as it drops or whatever. None of that. Yeah. You're going to make your April budget because you know what your April budget amount is from the business and also the business expenses. Everything will already be done. So the point, what I'm trying to say is we're trying to get you a paycheck ahead on April for your business, just like we talk about doing for your personal. This is going to take away the guesswork. It's going to take away the stress, and it's just going to be so good. You can still, like Vanessa's client, you can still get paid weekly if you want. If that makes you feel better. I have clients too. They want that spending weekly because they know they'll spend it all if they get it once. You can still do that, but your budget, your any guesswork and any math that you have to do up here is done day one.
Yeah, for sure. And this may not happen overnight. So we like to tell people this concept, it's great and we love it. But if you're already a paycheck behind or even a month behind, we've seen it some people, because they're like, I use my credit card all month and then I pay it off at the end of the month. I'm like, yeah, you're a whole month behind by doing that is what's happening. You're racking up all of your expenses on your credit card because you can't afford it. And you're paying it off and then you start all over. So you may be a month behind in your business and your personal life. We get it. It takes some time to get it in order. Once you get there, guys, God, you're going to love it.
Yes, you are. And we are here for you to support you all the way. If you have questions, send them in. info@myandealbalance.com. We would be happy to help you. if we can also record a podcast episode if you have a question. It will help us to come up with the content that's really going to serve you. But remember, a couple things that you could do just right now from this episode, it would be to set up a savings bucket. Any savings bucket, specifically the kids' sports one we talked about for at length, right? Set that up and start funding it, even if it's small, just start now, that you're going to feel so much better knowing that you're taking control and taking a step toward having money saved for
them. Yeah, absolutely. And then if you own a business, separate your business expenses from your personal.
By far. So many different accounts.
Yes. Yeah, it is. But that's okay. You're going to love it at the end. But just separate that. You cannot be doing personal expenses out of your business account.
Yeah. And I didn't mean like you have to have so many. I just mean so much. It needs to be separate accounts.
So many accounts too.
Yeah. And I actually don't see the problem with having separate banks for them. It just really helps you in your brain separate the business from the personal finances. But you definitely need two checking for each and then two checking and a savings for each. No matter what, that's going to get you started with separating the business and the personal. And we'll see you here next time.